Our fall film series continues tonight with a movie tackling the controversial topic of gay conversion therapy. Jeffrey Brown has our look.
Boy Erased is the story of just that.
I think it's true about me.
Efforts by fundamentalist Christian parents to have their son's sexual orientation erased through so-called gay conversion therapy.
Save yourself!
Nicole Kidman stars as the mother, Nancy Emmons. Fellow Australian Russell Crowe is her preacher husband, Marshall.
With my beliefs, I may have set myself up to lose you.
On learning that their son, played by Lucas Hedges, is gay, they force him into a kind of reprogramming treatment facility aimed at changing his sexuality and behavior, an attempt, in their eyes, to move him out of sin.
Now, this may be the toughest but most rewarding 12 days that many of you will ever face. But we have just one task, to bring ourselves back to God.
Gay conversion therapy has been widely discredited by mainstream psychologists, but is still practiced. This account is based on a memoir by 33-year-old Jared Conley.
I wanted to show how this was a cultural moment that was part of a larger, kind of bigotry that's in the country.
It took 10 years and distance from his family for Conley to begin writing.
Especially in memoir, it's incredibly important to paint characters instead of caricatures. Mm-hmm. So I never wanted to approach any of the characters in it, my mom or my dad, or even the counselors or the other people there at the camp with me. I did not want to paint them with a heavy brush.
We cannot see a way that you can live under this roof if you're going to fundamentally go against God.
Almost every aspect of growing up in that town felt controlled in some way. The church is sort of the central place where everyone gathers together. This is what you do, this is what you say. My father used to walk out of movie theaters if someone, cursed.
At first it was about like looking into a window of somebody else's life that was kind of diabolical. And it was all about institutionalized religious prison.
I can take care of you.
Joel Edgerton, known for many recent roles, including his portrayal of the husband in the film Loving, here plays the head of the conversion clinic. He also directed the film and wrote the screenplay.
What I found out of the book was this incredibly hopeful story about one person struggling. Garrett's story was so full of empathy, considering what he'd gone through.
I want you to have a great life.
A high school athlete with a girlfriend, in the film, Jared abruptly leaves college to comply with his family's wish.
You thought it was right to go to the conversion therapy.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tack it down to one reason why I went to conversion therapy. A really terrible outing experience happened. My father put a lot of pressure on me, and I was really afraid of losing God. That was the closest relationship I'd ever had. Every day, almost to the hour, I would pray to God. So that was a terrifying idea that, somehow I was going to lose God just by being who I am. It felt like, there was no other choice.
Duress, I would call it.
Yeah.
Duress that continues through the weeks Jared attempts to convert.
Where is all this anger coming?
Because you're making me angry.
I think conversion therapy operated as a sort of intense come to Jesus moment where there's something really wrong here, because every day the same hatred and self-hatred is being peddled to me. And, how is that connected to God? Or to Jesus, I don't get that.
God and the devil are having a bet over me. That one day God will let me in on the experiment he was having to test me.
Boy Erased exposes some of the most painful aspects of conversion therapy.
Some of the most exposing scenes, for instance, is hearing Sarah having to stand up and read off a piece of paper, a sexual act. What straight people have to ever go through that unless they've been cruel to another human being.
Right, confessing. Yeah.
Confessing in court, for example. But I never go to a job interview or an audition and what happens to me in my sex life becomes an issue inside the room.
The real-life Jared Conley's experience happened 14 years ago. He left his home and now lives in New York as a gay man.
A lot of people that I've encountered on my book tour, for example, they say, how is this still happening in 2018? And they believe that progress is a straight line and that we're already there. And it's just not true.
I love God and I love my son. For your father, it's a little more complicated.
I mean, it is just so obvious that people are still struggling all over, and not just in the US, all over the world. And the effects of conversion therapy have traveled all over the world.
Boy Erased is in select theaters now and opening nationwide soon. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Toronto International Film Festival. Welcome to the Refuge.